Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, let's start with a poll, a new poll.
Oh, good, good. Let's just do that.
The headline here, Hillary Clinton struggling to make inroads among young Americans who overwhelmingly supported Bernie Sanders during the Democratic presidential primary. A new Gen Forward poll of adults ages 18 to 30 finds that just 26% of young whites and 49% of Hispanics have a positive opinion of Clinton, despite blacks and Asian Americans having favorable impressions of Clinton.
Well, I do think that there's a certain amount of subliminal or not so subliminal race war that is going on in this country. And you see it when you see the massive number of white, particularly white men voters, who are for Trump. It is not said, but there are intimations from Trump that this is the crowd that he's looking to. And we see it as we see the unfolding issues between police and blacks and others in this country. It's also symptomatic of the wider number of issues other than police that separate people of color from those who are white. So I'm not surprised. However, when you see the number of Hispanic voters who are breaking away from Clinton, it really should be worrisome for Clinton, because there's an assumption by many of our supporters that that group is hers. And it's looking like it really may not be. So, what's behind that? Well, here's what we don't like to talk about. You know, that when you're looking at these breakdowns, you say, okay, do Hispanics break with the whites, who might be on one side of at least a subliminal race war, or do they break with the people of color? And the answer is that many of them break with the whites. And you see that in societies where Hispanics are controlling things. I have a friend who was in Cuba recently, had a cab driver who said that there was tremendous prejudice against people of color who were also Cuban, despite the rhetoric. So I hate to say it, I don't want to say it, but I do think that that might account for some of these numbers.
Mentioning race, of course, President Obama will be in Dallas, Texas today, Alan, where they'll be holding a public memorial service for the five police officers who were killed by a shooter last week. President Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, and President George W. Bush and his wife, Laura, will be there. Will their words help heal?
Well, yes. I mean, when a president of the United States, who himself is black, go and memorialize policemen and say that they are protection. And then you have people from the other party. Of course, the Bushes in Texas are well known. You, of course, create an impetus for healing. Nevertheless, what I just talked about, race war in America, race consciousness in America, becomes extremely telling in all of this. So the healing has to occur. You get police departments like Dallas, which have black chiefs. There is a reason for that, because everybody knows that police are identified with the white power structure. And if you can find somebody of color to be the police chief and who's sympathetic and makes sense to people, it has to be helpful. No, this is a tough time for all Americans when you see something like this, because they do rely on their police to protect them.
You mentioned power structure. How about Britain? Theresa May poised to be Britain's next prime minister. David Cameron said he would hand over power tomorrow.
No nonsense. Has done a credible job in her cabinet position. Is a person who makes a logical transference. But whether she can handle Brexit, which is her number one issue, is going to be very difficult for her. You know, I have always tried to look at each of these decisions that we're looking at, like the decision to leave, as part of a larger historical context. And the context in this case is, you know, Great Britain was done for after the Second World War. You know, we don't look at what Roosevelt did, but he made sure that he didn't give them very much and that they owed us a great deal, which has just recently been paid off. And also, he said, down with the colonial stuff, we don't want that anymore. And so Churchill had to give in. And that was the beginning of the end for the Great Britain we know. Now, if Scotland gets out, boy, that'll make a real difference.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David.